Hello, 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 and welcome
Hi.
to another episode of Down and Dirty with me. I'm Idaho Bo and my doppelganger bestie.
I'm Vivacious Vic.
Oh,
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our show.
so we have a couple of fantastic guests today, but before we get started, just a tiny bit of housekeeping. Number one, and I hope you all aren't tired of hearing this, but it is a truth. We are listener-supported radio. And that means we can do our job as we wish to, or not wish to call it a job, but our passion, only if we get some support from folks like you that are listening. And it's really easy to do, and as cheaper than a cup of coffee, you can start your subscriptions for $2.99 a month. Just go to bbsradio.com/down and dirty. You'll be on our page on BBS Radio. Just scroll down. First, you'll see our last show that was there, and then scroll down beneath the banner. There's a great big beautiful donation button. If you click on that, you can choose what subscription you'd like to come in as. Also, I wanted to give a huge shout out to Kelly from Connect with Kelly, who was on earlier this morning, and our friend Beth. Beautiful show, ladies, about going within and using command language. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Also, we have a new Instagram page. It is a mirror image of the Facebook page that Vicky started a while back. It is just called Down and Dirty with Bo and Vic. We'd love for you to click on both of those and join us. I'm not on Facebook, so they're not exactly a mirror image of each other, but we are attempting to post similar content for you, and we will be selling some goodies on the Instagram page as well. And lastly, before I introduce our wonderful guests, I would like to say if we do have time, we will take calls. The direct number in the United States is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. And toll free is 888 888 627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. All right. Well, our guests I've known since the summer of 2019. We were all volunteers at Isetti Ranch. I'd like to introduce my good friends, Margaret Mather and Sean Bent. We'll call him Jonah here. That's his nickname, but his legal name is Sean Bent. And they've been working together for about 7 years. And Margaret, for more than 25 years, has explored and trained in multiple energy balancing modalities in order to create optimum vitality for herself and others. The techniques she uses and teach center around taking personal responsibility for the state of one's being. Jonah, aka Sean, has been on a 25-year journey of self-healing and mastery of the ego using various plant medicines. He also brings a balance to his inner wisdom with his knowledge of electrical systems, general and alternative science and tech, and especially vibration and frequency. And do you have anything you want to add, Vic?
I just was recently introduced to both of them this week, and I went to their web page and read everything on their web page on all the different clicks that you can click on for their products, for their history, for who they are, for how they've come up with this. And I didn't really truly understand it. But I know about plasma because I have listened to several YouTube very, very knowledgeable pundits that talk about plasma. And so I just jumped on board here and had a conversation this week, and I am all ears because to me this is fascinating, and I can't encourage enough people to get involved with this and really learn. So thank you for coming on our show, and I think we can just get started. And I don't know if you want to start with our questions, Bo, or what, how do you want to go?
How about this, Margaret and Jonah? Do you want to add anything to what's already been introduced?
Margaret, you go ahead if you want to add first.
I don't really have anything to add to that. I'm down for the questions.
Hi, I just want to thank you guys for having us on.
Oh, yeah, that.
It's always interesting when we get to share our wisdom, and because it really at the end of the day it comes down to what resonates with each and every one of us. And
Exactly.
hopefully, if something that we say or suggest or do resonates with somebody, that's all we ask for. That's all we need. Nothing more. So I just want one other thing too is plasma is what we were focusing on, but plasma has become just one of the various tools that we use, and we're going to, elaborate on that a little bit more, but at the same time explain what plasma is and how we use it and so on. But yeah, you can go ahead and start with questions.
Go ahead, Vic. I know you're raring to
Well,
go.
yeah, my first question on my conversation with Bo and Margaret earlier this week was, there's probably a lot of people that don't know what plasma is, and I know that by the end of this conversation, we're going to have a great idea. But on your website, I was looking at your necklaces that are made and filled with different GANs, I guess is what it's called. So I'd like to start there. Like, how do you manipulate plasma and put it into those tubes? And then we wear this. And somewhere along, as a caveat to that, somewhere in this conversation, I do have kind of a burning question, but I think it's a little too soon for that question.
Okay, I can get started and give you the, Cliff Notes or the Coles Notes, depending on where you are, or maybe there's another word. Yeah, basically everything that we do is frequency based, even though it doesn't appear to be frequency based. So the necklaces that we that technology or form of expression of that technology isn't ours. I'll be clear. I mean, there's a massive collaboration that's been going on for at least 15 years worldwide with plasma. So we leveraged that wisdom in order to come up with these ideas, and then we just stumbled upon some and it worked. So we just decided to do it. So basically what we make and what we're calling plasma would be like a salt, would be like a radio station. Like we specifically it has a specific frequency to it, and it's hard coded into the material that we make. So we don't, you can't program it. So it's fixed. So, and it's also ends up being passive, but the shape of the ring creates a pathway for the electromagnetic frequency that the GANs or gas in a nano state, which is what this stands for, is basically oscillating and emitting its electromagnetic field. And the ring just creates a pathway for that to flow. And once it flows, it expands outwards. So you end up creating basically like an air bubble or a frequency bubble around whatever it is surrounding. So you could put it around a plant, an animal, wherever, but that ring is oscillating at a specific frequency and creating a field. And that's in essence what it is.
Wonderful.
So do you have any other you want? I can keep going, explaining a little bit detail, more detail if you like.
I would like to say something. As I expressed to you earlier, Vic and Bo, this week, is that the principal elements in the necklace are the ones that support the body for optimal vitality. And so in the ring, we've created a formula of GANs, that we put into the ring. We use a like a syringe, and we inject it into the plastic tubing, and then we connect it. And one can put it, like Jonah said, either on a pet or a plant or themselves or under a pillow or whatever. But it creates a field of energy that has the optimal frequencies that will assist the body into coming into balance. That energy is just, if you wear it as a necklace, it's just always around you. So if you need a part of this, whatever the frequency is in your body to maintain vitality, then your body will draw from that energy field. If you have excess, it'll expel it into that energy field. So it's a really unique and efficient method for, and passive, for helping oneself to get into balance. That sounds.
Thank you. Yeah, that's great.
I think so too.
The
So the way.
easiest way, the easiest way that I use to help people conceptualize what we're doing is if you go into a bar and they're playing music that you don't like, you're not going to stick around. You're going to leave because it doesn't feel right. It doesn't uplift you. It doesn't resonate with you. No, it's the truth. But if you go into a bar that has the right music that makes you feel good inside, you'll stick around and participate. So it's the same idea. Our body and our physical, like basically all of nature, all of living organisms, they absorb energy that way. So if our body
Yes.
needs it and you surround it with the right GANs or right plasma, your body will actually utilize it in the appropriate way. And that's all we're doing. It's really simple.
Okay.
And
Okay.
another thing that's super good about it is that it's passive, so it doesn't require any real
Effort.
interaction other than you choosing to wear it or not wear it. And then at the same time, it only works when you put it on, for the most part, because you're surrounding yourself with the field. So then you become the administrator of your own healing by using it as you need it. So it becomes a tool. It's very effective.
So we don't have to plug it in every night to recharge it.
Oh, no,
Very
again,
nice.
we're talking about there are other applications of plasma. This is just the one application that we centered on because we got the immediate results from it. But there are other ways of doing it. Now, again, there's a principle that and the technology was primarily promoted through Dr. Keshe and his foundation. And that they recognize the principle where once you have a ratio of 3 to 1 or greater, then you end up getting an energy exchange between the two bodies, two fields, if you want to call it. So, for example, now I'm just regurgitating what I've read and also what I've experienced. So you have to take everything I say with, you have to vet it yourself. I mean, if it doesn't feel right, then you discard it. But if it does feel right, then you explore it. But basically, the one that has less than the one that has more, as long as the ratio is greater than 1 to 3, then the one that has more starts to feed the little one, and you create an energy exchange between the two fields. So if you actually have some disease in your body and you can identify what that disease is, if you introduce the same frequency outside of your body in a ratio of 1 to 3, less than more than 3 times smaller than what you have in your body, then your body will start to expel or feed the one that's outside, and it shrinks in your field and grows in the
Wow.
field outside of you. So that's one of the effects that the plasma has, and it's pretty. I've seen it work.
That's incredible. That
But
is
that applies with
incredible.
everything, though. That principle to me applies across the board. So it doesn't matter whether you're using plasma, whether you're using frequency devices, like actual ones that create, you can program the frequency, or whether or not you're using Reiki or any other modality. That is in essence what is happening. You need to have that ratio in order for you to create the energetic connection between the two fields.
Is that basically the principle of homeopathy?
Yes.
Pretty much. Homeopathy to me is the same as GANs. They're programming the water with what they're putting into their solution, so that water physically doesn't have the actual substances in it. But what happens is the liquid gets programmed into the shape of what you put in it, and that shape has a frequency. And when you ingest homeopathy, you're absorbing the frequency. So I want to share. Margaret, do you want to add anything? Because I could
No,
keep going.
that was beautiful. I love it. Yeah.
Can I
So,
ask you one more thing? Yeah, go
Shona,
ahead.
before I almost called you Shona because I'm looking at your name, Sean.
All
Shona.
good.
So, back to the when you said the shape of the water, that made me remember Dr. Emoto. Does that have anything to do with that kind of an energy exchange?
It has everything to do with it because what if you have to remember, well, one of the things that I discovered through investigating plasma, and that is shape creates vibration and vibration creates shape. They're interchangeable. So depending on how you apply or the direction of your application depends on what way you're going in that relationship. But the shape of something, when you pass energy through it, that frequency coming off the device, off the physical object, is in the shape of what you're sending the energy through. So if you were then to take that vibration and play it on a cymatic device with a speaker with sand on it, it will form the same shape that the sound that was created when you passed energy through the shape. You see how you can go back and forth
Yes,
between the two.
yes.
So
Okay. I gotta ask my question now because that is so part of what I'm curious about, if you don't mind.
yeah, go ahead.
I was watching some stuff about the plasma universe and the shapes and the vibratory and the colors and everything of our different planets. And they aren't round at all. They're plasma fields that emit these different energies according to this particular thing that I was watching. So the question I have is, can plasma take the shape of anything that you project onto it?
It depends. Okay, now again, this is all from my perspective. And so you have to feel into what I'm saying to determine whether or not it feels right for you, okay? Because I only know what I've experienced. Knowing is actually experiencing. Believing is accepting something outside of yourself that you actually haven't experienced yet. So you don't really know
Correct.
it, and you never will know it until you experience it. So what I'm going to share, yeah, you have to remember, take that into consideration. But the imagine a chicken noodle soup, okay? Like a hearty stew. Every single morsel in there is its own electromagnetic field oscillating, and each one contains an expression of life, if you want to view it that way. So there is no such thing as outer space or a vacuum. We all know that in order to have vacuums only exist within a container. You need to have a boundary around the va in order to create the vacuum. So if there's no vacuum, if there's no boundary in space, how can there be a vacuum? So there's no such thing as space. So really what we have is like a stew of varying electromagnetic fields, and within each electromagnetic field will be a plane of inertia, which is to me the what we're calling the flat earth part. And all of the and everything is referenced off the plane of inertia. That's why it's horizontal, because it's a plane. so so when you're talking about stars and planets like that, yes, they're oscillating like a toroidal field, and if viewed from the outside, you know, it'll look like an apple, you know. So it will look like it's round, but you were just observing the field or frequency that's coming off that location. But once you go into that location, all of life and all of expression happens on the what's horizontal plane or the plane of inertia. And if you understand electromagnetism, it's called the block wall. And when you view it, view a block wall in an electromagnetic field, it has the highest concentration of energy within that electromagnetic field. And that's why everything is based off of that plane. And we live on a horizontal plane that's not spinning anywhere in space. But
Okay.
that's
Point
my
is, yes.
I gotta agree with that one.
Yeah.
Are you familiar?
Interesting.
Are you familiar with? Oh, help me out here, Vicky. I'm having a brain fart on his name.
Claudio.
Claudio Nocelli.
No, I'm not. I don't, Margaret.
Yeah, we have those books, but there's some things that we don't agree with, and
Well,
some that,
yeah, me
yeah.
too, but his interpretation would be more like the plane that you're speaking of,
Right.
Jonah. Yeah.
But we're getting off topic here
Yeah, we
because
are.
that's a huge rabbit hole right there.
Yeah.
But yes, everything is frequency, and plasma is frequency. So everything is plasmatic frequency, if you want to boil it down to simplicity.
Okay.
And that's a complicated subject, but we're just talking about frequency. We are spiritual beings residing in this human body, this physical body, so that we can function in this realm of emotions and experience. And so, in order to help us function in this realm, we need some tools because our DNA has been manipulated so that we can't know everything that we know, and we know everything, as we have been told. So the tools that we use is the plasma tech products that we produce, and also we use the commands. The commands are super important in all of this. As I was saying when in our conversation earlier this week, we will use the GANS products, the plasma products, to expose whatever the body is looking to balance. And when that comes to the surface, so to speak, and the individual, the plant or the animal can notice it, it can be released. And we use the commands to release it. And I hope I said that okay.
You did, but can you talk about the commands from a very beginner's point of view who may not really understand what you're talking about and the power of them and how you use it? And I've been introduced to them from Bo. I mean, I like the direct language of the commands, and although I've been doing a lot of that on my own, I don't call it that, but I think it's a very, very powerful and simple explanation that would be beneficial for those who don't really know what you're talking about.
So I'll take that. Let's see. We are, like I just said, a spiritual, we are a spirit. That's who we really are. That never dies. That's energy. It never stops. Okay. But we are a piece of God, the spirit of God. In Christian language, it's the Holy Spirit that we're commanding. In other language, it's who we are in our heart. Our heart will never lie to us. The thoughts that we have in our head are mostly radio waves that are sort of passing through our brain and picked up, and most of those thoughts are not ours. There is a dark faction in this on this realm that is trying to take over the realm, and they will insert dark thoughts. So if we constantly command our thoughts to drop into our hearts where our true self resides. If we are constantly doing that, then we can discern truth through the filter of truth in our heart. So I command my spirit to take the thoughts from my mind and drop them in my heart and make me real. When we say that make me real part, it's because we're not being infected or influenced by any dark faction. That's what we're asking. So, does that help at all, Vic?
Oh, absolutely. I
I'd like
totally
to add.
understand what you're talking about. I just wanted you to explain it to our audience.
Oh,
Thank you.
okay.
I'd like to
But yeah.
add.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Look, if you don't mind, let me ask you a question. Are you spirit first, or are you the human experience first?
I know I'm spirit first.
And so is spirit limited or omnipotent?
Unlimited.
Right. So here we are down here on this realm, having this experience. We all know we're trying to, in a way, raise the vibration and increase the light quotient that's here and bring back peace and harmony. But we're down here in a limited vessel. So if I'm trying from this perspective to make change, right, am
Yes.
I effective?
Only to the degree that it's coming from your spirit and
Not
your
really.
soul.
No, your physical expression is limiting what your spirit is trying to express, correct?
Correct.
Right. So if I'm trying to do everything from this perspective, from the identity of being in an experience or a physical body, am I being effective?
Probably not.
No, but if I command, but if I am spirit and I'm omnipotent, then why can't I get my version of myself that has unlimited power to do the heavy lifting for me?
Yes, that's what we're all reaching for. That's what we're
That's
all doing right now.
So that's what the commands are doing. When we
Yes.
command our spirit, I'm not asking my spirit to do it. I'm telling my spirit to do it. So I command my spirit to drop my thoughts from my head into my heart now. Well, see, our heart is at the center of our electromagnetic field. It's where we find peace. So when we remove our, go ahead.
Note, important to note is spirit does not have emotions.
Well, I was going to get
Correct.
I was
Oh,
going to
sorry.
get there.
Okay, go for it.
Basically, in the heart center, you're not reacting physically, which is what emotions are. Emotions are just energy in motion, which is part of the physical body. Sorry about that. And then your mind, your brain is the other half of the physical expression, which is thinking. So when you think, it's in the past because that's all you remember. You remember, your brain just remembers stuff. So when you're in your head, you're regurgitating the past. And this is why when you command your spirit, like Margaret said, dropping it down into your heart center, you're getting out of the patterns that you're doing and allowing your body then to detox. Now that takes practice. I'll be honest with you, it takes practice. Now what we've realized is that our plasma tools and other tools as well actually assist in people mastering using the commands to take control of their well-being. And that's really our main push now, is that our ultimate goal is to get people to use the commands to take control, because that's what they are. You are in control. And Margaret, what's your saying, Margaret, that you love to say all the time?
My motto is, we are the creation of all that we are. So if you don't like something, you have to look at it and say, why have I created that in my life? And how does it serve me? If you do like how your life is going, well, then keep it going.
Isn't that a simple solution to so many of the world's problems, which is basically holding yourself accountable for where you find yourself,
Correct.
and that we are the only ones that have a power to change the course, to change our course, and to change our frequency, and to change and develop our creative ability. And I think that we're witnessing on a pretty large scale where a mass amount of people are really falling short of holding themselves accountable for where they find themselves. So this is a wonderful, wonderful tool to incorporate into all of our lives.
Well, for us, it's the top of the list. Like,
Yeah,
you,
absolutely.
once you take control or command of your spirit, and that's accepting the fact that you are spirit, so therefore you're changing your perspective. So instead of having a bottom up perspective, which would be from the experience, you're now looking or viewing everything from spirit perspective and looking downwards. And then that changes everything.
Yes.
I'd like to interject. For a while, I've known I am not my body. I am a divine fractal of source creator.
Correct.
And that makes me a creator. So
Correct.
I create everything I see in my life. Everything, all of my emotions come through me, but that is not really me. I am not my personality. I'm not my body. And then to add to the information about the commands, I mentioned connect with Kelly early in the show. She and Beth have been doing a series on command language and the importance of that. So I urge anybody, if you'd like more information on the commands, go to bbsradio.com/connectwithkelly. And I think they've been doing this for about three or four shows. So you can go back into Kelly's archives and listen. Great information. And again, we're like Jonah said, we are commanding our spirits to do whatever we want. We're taking the reins and becoming the creator. So I wanted to ask you a question from your website, guys. You talk about your mission and your power to the people philosophy. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Can I start? I'll start.
Yeah, please do. Yeah, I'm not sure.
So, when we first created that website, which was 7 years ago when we were at eSETI,
Yeah.
we've come a long way in our knowing and wisdom and perspective. And so, I'll basically let you know where we're at now. So, our main push, our main goal is to get people to be sovereign within their own being. And we follow a basic concept called going within, and basically that means what feels right for you, because feeling is in your heart center. At least that's our perspective. So if you go within, that means you're listening. You're learning how to listen to your heart. You're listening to your spirit, because your spirit knows best, knows what it wants, it knows what it needs to do. It knows whether it's healing or exploration or whatever. Your spirit will know. So how do we get there? That's our main mission and main goal. And that is, and it's now to use the various tools that we've acquired and learned along the way to show people how they can do the same. And that, in essence, that's our philosophy. And it's community-based too. So it's all about finding out what works within a group of people and then getting them to become empowered to make those changes. And we use these. And going within is our main philosophy and goal. So, and Marv, you want to add to
Yes.
that?
Let's see. I think I feel like I want to just allow people to know that this is how you find peace. You know, if you pay attention to the thoughts that you have, you're going to find that you speak horribly to yourself all the time. That's not you. That is not you. And so forgive yourself, let it go, and then start, dropping the thoughts into your heart and start learning that you are the priority in your life. Putting yourself first is not selfish. And so when you change your energy, everything around you changes. So using all the tools that you can find to just stay in your heart center, in your peace, in your neutrality, and or as Q says, in your highest joy, like any of those things, that's the only part of you that is you. Everything else is just noise, and you want to do whatever you can to lessen that noise and just stay in peace. And your life is happy. So
Yeah,
that's
I'll just add to that. I mean, if everybody sits there and says, well, if I'm selfish and I put myself first, it's like, I've asked people this question, and Margaret asked me this question once, for the first time. If you had all the money in the world, would you be okay with that? That means you had all the money in the world, right?
Nobody
Nobody
else
else
has
had
it.
any money. You got it all. Could you be okay with that? And in the very beginning, I was like, oh, no way, man. Like, I got to share. I got to share. Well, then afterwards, I realized, well, no. If I have all the money in the world, I have all the money in the world. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Zero thing wrong with that. So then I realized that if we all had all the money in the world, which is similar to saying if we were all doing that which inspired us,
Correct, yeah.
right? Our inspiration isn't about to take from others. We don't do that. We share. A true spirit, true light shares its remembering, shares its wisdom. not by dictating or telling people, but by expressing it themselves. And they become, in essence, a way shower. But we are, I just lost my train of thought there. And this
Yeah,
happens often.
and I would like to say that when you say that, if you say this to yourself, if I had all the money in the world, would I still be okay? And you have an emotional response, that's not you. Your
That's
emotional
not you.
response would be, oh my God, I can't, that would be horrible. I have to share. Everyone else needs, what about other people? But really, in reality, there is only us. There's only you in this.
Yeah, and if we were all doing what inspired us, made us happy, whether it's out horseback riding, whether it's rock climbing, whether it's sailing, whether it's knitting, it doesn't matter what it is. But if you're doing what you're inspired to do and doing it without restrictions that you impose on yourself, whether it's through society or directly through yourself, you're going to be happy. You're not going to go out there and try to take from other people and steal resources and be parasitic, if you want to put it. You wouldn't be that way. We
Right.
would all
True.
be happy and we would all be prosperous.
Right.
And that's something that people have to come to terms with. Everybody will have to come to terms with that,
Yes, indeed.
what that means for them. So go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Jonah.
I was just going to say, there's one other thing people need to remember too is, I've gone through, not necessarily, maybe gone through is the wrong word, way of phrasing it, but over the last 25 years, I have met the right person or right, been in the right situation that provided me the right wisdom or truth in that moment to allow me to move on. And the trick here, and the most important thing is to know that's just one step, and that something else will come when you're ready through someone else or through a situation that will take you to the next level. So the important thing to remember here is not to hang on to stuff
Yes.
that you needed in that moment, because you're past that. However, you can then use that wisdom to share with others who are at that moment in time. And let them know that you don't have to always do the same thing, because you're slowly making your way to the center of the circle, which is your peace. And that path is going to be unique for everyone and valid for everyone. So you have to just allow people to discover and share and give them what might work for them in the moment. And then let them know it's okay that if it no longer serves them, to let it go at the end. And that's why all these tools are important.
So speaking of the tools,
Yeah.
I can speak from experience because I was a guinea pig of Margaret and Jonah's. When I was at SETI, I was the gardener and the cook in the summer of 2019.
And
And
the
yeah, Jonah, I don't know if you can see this, not very good drawing. This is the original plasma ring tomatoes that we planted in a Merkaba. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I
We use the plasma rings on that. And so that was one of he talked they in the beginning they were talking about you can use them on pets, on people and plants. And they really worked, man. We had a great crop. All of the we planted different ones, and we even had what do you call it? We planted another tomato without a ring, and that is a, what is that, Jonah?
That's a
Help.
good control.
Yes, a control. Thank you. But then, personally, one day I was in the afternoon, I was watering because plants need to be watered all the time. And it was a hot day at a SETI, and I was kind of grouchy. It's hot. It's kind of grouchy. I just wanted to go in and be
Oh,
in the cool
no.
inside. And all of a sudden, here comes Jonah walking up to me, and he's got a ring in his hand. And I'm going, what is it this time? And he goes, I'm not going to tell you. Just put it on and let me know later how you felt. So I go, okay, I'll put it on. So I didn't have any other rings on that day, necklaces. And so I put it on, and within minutes, I'm singing and I'm like, the water's going up. I'm waterfalling the water and I'm singing and dancing. And I felt absolutely wonderful. So that night at dinner, I said, Jonah, what was in that ring? And he said, cannabis gans. I And I didn't even
Don't
know it
sell
was a,
those. Don't sell those.
you don't sell those. No. Like I said, I was a guinea pig, but they do work, folks. They really, really work. I don't wear them anymore, but I have all of mine under my bed with a tens it's a tensor ring you gave me, right, Margaret?
Yes.
Yeah, under my bed, and I sleep most nights. I sleep very, very well. So they do work. And then do you want to tell folks what your we have about, oh, I don't know, 15 minutes left, but do you want to tell people what your website is and how to find you and all that kind of good stuff? I just don't want to forget to do that.
Margaret, you can do that.
Yeah, it's Harmony, Harmony, the number 11, Holistics. Harmony 11 Holistics dot org is our website.
And all of the items that you have in your store, are they still all available?
I think if some of the things we can't do, we're just not set up to do it right now. So those are, we just mark them as sold out or something like that. Like the plasma beds and the certain things. So, but yeah, pretty much we make healing pads with the GANS on it that emits the field for any kind of pain someone might have. There's a balance between a larger amount of energy and a smaller amount of energy that creates a balance in the body. And then we make pens that has directed energy. We make EMF disruptors for like your phone or whatever. We make those and whatever there is on the website.
And just let me add to that. Just going back to something what Bo said about using THC. I mean, basically, you can turn almost any material into its what into GANS, which is basically what I'm going to call monatomic. So if anybody wants to call me out on that, they can, and I really don't care. But the monatomic basically means that it's in a nano state, so it's a billionth, I think, or something like that, a billionth. And it is emitting its own electromagnetic field. So what we're doing is we're taking organic matter and we're treating it in such a way that it causes the material to flip out, basically be inside out. It's one way of looking at it. Normally, the vibrational frequency of matter is locked within the molecules, and we don't really get to interact with it directly. But through a different processes that we apply, which are really simple to do, we actually re flip it so that instead of it containing the electromagnetic field, it's now emitting it. And then our body absorbs the frequency if we need it, just like a tuning fork. So if you take two forks of the same frequency, you bang one together and you bring it to the close to the next one will start vibrating. So that's all we're doing is we're through the two different processes, we're creating it so that we're causing it to oscillate in its own self, like in a container, we put it in a ring. And then when it comes into our body, if there's an organ or part of our body that has the same frequency, well, it'll start to absorb that electromagnetic energy.
Wow, that's nice.
Here, I'm going to share a little tidbit here real quick. I'll only take a minute to do it. Now, one of the processes is to take organic matter and mix it with a catalyst. It could be an acid or a base, one like so hydrogen peroxide or hydrochloric acid. And those two substances are actually causing the organic matter to basically express itself. Now, what do we have in our stomach?
Hydrochloric
Hydrochloric
acid.
acid. So everything that we're eating is actually getting converted into GANS in our stomach. And that GANS is then traveling through our lower brain called the intestines. And along the way, it's oscillating its frequencies. And then all the little sensors or tuning forks that line our intestines, which we're calling genes, are being energized because they have the same frequency signature of what you just ate. So now your body is absorbing that frequency. That electrical pulse is traveling through your body to the particular organ, bone, whatever you want to call it. That vibrational energy is then being converted into physical matter. So we're already consuming GANs on a daily basis. We just don't know it.
We just don't use that verbiage. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Wow,
wonderful.
that's
amazing.
amazing.
That's
So
really wonderful picture.
you are what you eat, literally.
Well, yeah.
And you
I
know,
mean,
and
so let
go
me one
ahead.
last add to it. One last thing. What are thoughts? Those are vibrations. So whether it's a thought or a physical matter which has the vibration locked into it, our body is designed to interpret and receive both of them. Our stomach converts the physical matter into its frequency, and then our intestines absorb it physically. Our brain absorbs thoughts, which are frequency, because it's an antenna. So both of them are acting the same way, just receiving the information slightly different, but it gets converted the same way.
Which is why you want to guard your thoughts, because thoughts become beliefs, which become matter. So you are through your thoughts, you can create something you don't want, or you can create something you do, but you want to do that through your heart, not through your brain. Your brain is your the engine that runs everything. That's all.
So going back to your story about THC, right? I mean, most people will, let's say they'll smoke it, right? So when they burn the THC, they're converting the plant into its, the ash becomes, or the smoke is actually in a monatomic state, and your lungs are absorbing the frequency. That frequency is traveling to your brain, where it lifts you out of your thought processes and pulls you into your heart center. That's why people get creative when they, and they become, find peace when they smoke, because that's what it's doing. Whereas if you drink alcohol, it'll lower your vibration because alcohol has a lower vibration intuitively. So when you process that in your body then lowers its vibration down to out of peace state into more aggression and stuff like that. So that's kind of what we're doing here. So, and that's.
Let me just interject real quick. We still have about, now we have about 8 minutes left. I don't know if anybody wants to call in. The numbers are 323-744-4831 or 888-627-6008. Sorry about that, Jonah. Go ahead.
Oh, no worry. That's okay. No, I'm good there with that one, unless you got another question.
Vic, got anything?
Don't have any more questions. I'm fascinated by everything, and I'm right on board with the deeper structure of what I already know from my own spiritual experiences, and going finding this new tool is just really, really beautiful. I thank you guys for the
Yeah,
show.
no, it was a shock for me. I mean, I've been trying to, like, help people all my life, whether it was
Yeah.
or destructive for me. That's kind of been my MO. And to find something that could turn off somebody's ego within 5 minutes and allow them then to grieve or to heal was an eye opener for me.
Nice.
You know,
Same.
you look at all these people that are out there going to see therapists and so on. The biggest challenge they have is to get their client, I don't want to say patient, but their client that they're assisting, to trust. How do you trust? The number one issue with almost everybody is betrayal, right? We've been betrayed on some level. So how do we get trust so that we can go back in there to basically bear witness to that experience so we can release it? And the
Right.
zinc oxide, I'm just going to tell you right now, zinc oxide is it.
Yeah. Wow. We've seen
Frequency, the
it's
frequency of zinc gets it through the brain barrier. And then with the free radical oxygens that are also part of that frequency, those frequencies get released into the brain, which then lifts you out of your ego. It takes you right out of it. It's amazing. But you have to want to do it. Like, that's the other thing too, and Mark can allude to that, is that at the end of the day, nothing's going to happen if you don't want it.
We say, did you say what the four elements are that you make your GANs out of from
Margaret, you
Dr.
want to say that?
Kish's?
Sure, yeah. So there's CO2, like I said earlier, it's the four elements that Dr. Kish's decided found to be the most needed in the body for optimal vitality. So we make a CO2, and that's made from nano coated copper, and zinc. And that and anyone can learn how to do this. So I mean, it's not hard to learn how to do this. Just so everyone knows, it's easy, and you all can learn how to do it. So anyway, the CO2 assists with the nervous system and emotions and balancing the nerves in your body, the neural system. And then CuO is made from copper, and that is for your lymph system. It's for infection, or it's for cleansing your blood. And I also make pet necklaces with CuO that seems to help animals repel fleas and ticks and that kind of thing. And also, with hot spots and stuff like that. So I used it on my dog and it worked amazing. And I give it to everybody. Anyway, and then CH3 is for the blood and energy. And so that is made from iron. And then ZNO focuses on emotions. And we have observed people who put on a pure zinc necklace whose emotions seem to be very tamped down, like they don't want to look at something, and it'll just come to the surface where they peacefully can examine it and then release it. We've observed quite often. It's kind of amazing. So those are the four elements, and then we have a couple of other things we put in our what we call our infinity necklace that assist in the body's bringing the body to balance.
We have about 3 minutes left, guys. Is there any one last tidbit of wisdom or a short answer that you'd like to leave us with?
Sure, I got one.
Yeah, go for
At the end of the day, and this goes back to what Margaret said, we're responsible for our own experience.
it.
So you can't just expect it to go away. I mean, you have to apply yourself. You have to want to do this. You've got to make the effort. One of the things that I did at an early age, or like a long time ago, and it took me a long time, is to just to say thank you. Like, I never said thank you before. And I had to remind myself every day to say thank you. And it took several years before it became a common practice for me. And the same one with the commands. I mean, when you're first practicing the commands, most of the time you're reacting to a situation, or you're being triggered. And halfway through the moment, you're kind of remembering, oh yeah, I can use the commands. Well, this is where self-judgment needs to sort of go out the window. And you don't worry about how and when. You just, every opportunity that comes up where you can apply one of these tools, you do it.
Jonah,
And yeah.
there's somebody that wants to say hi to you on the line.
Sure.
Are you there, Marge?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Marge.
Hi.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're
We're
well.
doing well.
We don't have very long, Marge.
Good.
Good to
Okay,
hear
I have
you.
a question.
Sure.
My necklace finally dried out, unfortunately, but I was wondering, is there a way to revive it after it dries?
Yeah,
To that, or
I
is
mean
there?
the yeah, there is. Basically, you just have to take off that connector gently. I mean, whether you cut it off and
Yeah.
then reapply it afterwards, but just
Okay.
fill the necklace back up with distilled water. That's all. Right.
Oh,
The thing is the necklace,
fantastic.
it's just
I think
evaporated over time.
I have everything. I have the wrist ones and I have the neck ones. And I was like, oh, it's dried. I'm like, well, I'm not going to throw it out because I'm hoping there's a way I can revive it.
Well, here's something else too. I'll just say real quick because we're almost out of time. The
Yeah.
necklaces themselves, once you've had the
Yeah.
plasma in a certain location, it nano coats the actual surface of the inside of the tube. So the energy is still flowing even though there's no water, but the water just was there as the initial medium to give it a
Okay.
path to follow. But inside the tubing itself, one of the things that Kesh says is that usually those materials get nano-coated and they become like a superconductor for the plasma to still to flow even though there's no water. But you could just take it apart, right? You just take scissors, cut off the connector, remove the little bit pieces
Yeah.
of on the ends of the connector, and then just fill it up with water and put the connectors back on, and that's all you could do.
We get the connectors from Home Depot, just so you know.
Well, the thing is, it still has a
Oh,
connector.
okay.
We're
You said
guys.
that a
We're
few
thank
times.
you, everybody.
We're about out of time. I
All
just
right.
want to say we'll be back on November 22nd with my son-in-law, P. Pahona.
Yay.
He's a motivational speaker, personal trainer, yoga instructor, and a really great guy. So thank you so much,
You're
Jonah,
welcome.
Margaret. It's
Thank
good to
you,
reconnect
Margaret
with
and
you, Mark,
John.
Marge. We love you all. Thank you,
Thank
everybody. See you
you.
in 2 weeks.
Thank you. Great show.
Yay! Thank
Cool.
you.
Cue the music.